Section 2 of Goops and How to Be Them by Gillette Burgess. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Recording by Little Peanut. Books. I have a notion the books on the shelves are just as much persons as we are ourselves. When you are older, you'll find this is true. You'd better be careful to make books like you. Honesty. The boy who plays at marbles and doesn't try to cheat, who always keeps his temper, no matter if he's beat, is sure to be a favorite with all upon the street. The girl who counts her hundreds very fairly when she's it, who doesn't peep or listen, nor turn around a bit, I'm sure she's not a goop, in fact, she's quite the opposite. Why? Josephus never yet was heard to say but just one single word. When father said to go to bed, then why, was all Josephus said. When mother bade him stop his play, then why, Josephus used to say. He always made the same reply, 'twas never anything but why. Bedtime. The night is different from the day. It's darker in the night. How can you ever hope to play when it's no longer light? When bedtime comes, it's time for you to stop, for when you're yawning, you should be dreaming what you'll do when it's tomorrow morning. Modesty. The proper time for you to show whatever little tricks you know is when grown people ask you to. Then you may show what you can do. But sometimes mother's head will ache with all the jolly noise you make. And sometimes other people, too, can't spend the time to play with you. Disfiguration. Have you ever seen the scrawls on the fences and the wolves, all the horrid little pictures, and the horrid little names? Don't you think it is a shame? Are the goops the ones to blame? Did you ever catch them playing at their horrid little games? Bravery. It's terrible brave to try to save a girl on a runaway horse. You could do that, of course, but think of trying to keep from crying when you're hungry and tired and cross. You couldn't do that, of course. Tidiness. Little scraps of paper, little crumbs of food, make a room untidy, everywhere they're strewed. Do you sharpen pencils, ever on the floor? What becomes of orange peels and your apple core? Can you blame your mother if she looks severe when she says, it looks to me as if the goops were here? Patience. The clock will go slow if you watch it, you know. You must work right along and forget it. So study your best till it's time for a rest. The clock will go fast if you let it. Fortitude. When you have been a naughty child, or taken more than was your share, when you've been sulky, cross, or wild, you must not say, oh, I don't care. But when you hate to see it rain, and when it's time to comb your hair, and when you have a little pain, then you can say, oh, I don't care. George Adolphus. Oh, think what George Adolphus did. The children point and stare. He went where mother had forbid and said he didn't care. Oh, think what George Adolphus did. He made his mother cry. The children whoop, you are a goop. Fie, George Adolphus, fie! End of section 2.